Hey, how are you today? This is Mike here, and I want to welcome you all to my very first podcast and the first introduction to my new YouTube channel, A Collection of Thoughts by Michael T. McNair. So in this episode, I would like to chit-chat about my tattoos. I have five of them and every meaning behind them and what I see going forth in my life when it comes to my tattoos. This podcast and this YouTube channel will be a collection of thoughts, as it says, by Michael T. McNair, of Michael T. McNair, as I continue to evolve and develop into the man I believe I could be, the God I desire to be one day. So please, enjoy and listen with an open mind of everything I have to say, because this here is nothing but a personal journal. And I appreciate your comments and concerns or any of your criticism, but just know, I don't really care. Because at the end of the day, it all depends on how I feel about me. So thank you. Let's get started, shall we? All right. Okay, so I have five tattoos. The very first tattoo I got is a bat symbol. I'm a huge fan of Batman. Always have been, ever since I was a child. The very first movie I remember was with my father. We went to go see Batman Forever. And I remember, I think I was like three, maybe four. And he took me out of school and we went on down to the movie theater. And I don't remember anything about the movie theater except it had pillars, these grand pillars. And we got there, there was a standee, a wooden cardboard cutout figure. And I remember looking up at it and asking my father, who is this man? And he said something along the lines of, this is Batman. He's a superhero with no superpowers. He is just a man that fights for what he believes in and refuses to give up. Something like that. You know, he probably said it a little more swaggery than I just did. But I remember that. Throughout my entire life, I remember that story. I remember that moment. And growing up, whenever I had an issue, I was trying to figure out what's the best way. How can I obtain? How can I be a hero? How can I give myself to help others? So when I went off to college, when I was in college, and I guess through my entire adolescence, I kind of forgot who I wanted to be. I forgot the goal I set for myself, the desire I had for myself. It didn't exist. So when I was in college, my very first year, I think I had a 1.5 GPA, something like that. It was trash. It was terrible. So I got put on academic probation. I just wasn't doing things right. And it wasn't anything the school was doing correctly. It was all me. You know, in high school, I didn't study much. I didn't have to work that hard to get decent grades, good grades. So when it went off to university, I carried the same work ethic, which was none, over to university. And in the very first week, I remember I had to do a book report on an entire book in the first week. And in my head, I'm thinking, I haven't read an entire book my entire senior year of high school. Fuck. Needless to say, I did not do well on that book report at all, because I treated it like it was high school. So it wasn't until my 21st birthday, right? So 18, 19, 20, 21, pretty much 3 years, 3-4 years, my junior year of college, I remember I woke up on my 21st birthday and I said, I'm not doing shit right at all. Like, I got off academic probation, my grades were still trash. I was still treating life as if it was, or treating school as if it was high school. I was treating life as if it was something I would get a second chance at, you know? And I just woke up and I was like, not again. So the tattoo I have, I designed it actually maybe 4 years before. But I never got it. I never just got around to getting it. It just never seemed like the right time. And essentially it's the Batman symbol. And it's wrapped in this curse seal from a Japanese cartoon called Naruto that I'm a huge fan of. And the seal itself is called the evil sealing technique, which was used by Kakashi on his student Sasuke. And it was to lock in this curse seal that Sasuke had on his skin. That only activated when he was in extreme need, when he extremely needed some assistance, but he wasn't strong enough. But the downside to this curse, so the downside is that it took away from his life force. It killed him, slowly killed him. And I took that as a pretty, pretty powerful little piece there. And I think I drew this when I was like 18. I was like, I want this. But I had, again, I said, I had no real reason to have it because life was good. And I was looking at it and I was like, this is the meaning behind this. And I never knew this was the meaning. Because the Batman symbol, you know, Batman is only as strong as his mental power. If he wasn't mentally strong, he would be worse than the villains that he fights. You know, he'd be the worst of them all. You know, because Batman's crazy, let's be honest. Batman's a nutcase. He walks around in a giant bat suit fighting people and beating people up because he has childhood issues. And these are all things that I kind of, you know, related to in a sense. You know, that if I allowed myself to be consumed by my thoughts, you know, my obsessions, that I would turn into someone that was insane, mentally insane, chronically insane, clinically insane. And so on my 21st birthday, I was like, you know what? I'm not doing anything right. I'm fucking up. So I got this tattoo and I got it imprinted on my left shoulder, right where Sasuke had his mark. And I got it because the ring around it, the technique, the sealing technique around it, signified to me that if I ever broke my willpower, Batman never broke his willpower, he would not be the same person. And for me, that was the same deal because the seal itself is only as strong as the bearer's willpower. So I said, if I need to make sure that my willpower stays strong, because if it doesn't, then I'm weak and I'm pathetic and I am a fraction, a quarter, even less of the man that I ever dreamed to be. So that's my first tattoo. That's my first one. Yeah, I've often told people this story, but I've never really listened to it, I guess. But anyway, so the next set of tattoos. Okay, so now I'm gonna tell you all about the other four that I got. So the first one is gonna be the Nightwing symbol. Nightwing is the first Robin Dick Grayson when he gets older. When he goes on his own. And I got this one, I got this one inked on me because Batman was always kind of envious of Nightwing, right? Or Robin or Dick, however you wanna go about it. He was always envious of him. And the reason why is because he was a terrible actor. Dick Grayson, no matter what disguise he tried to put on or person he tried to act like, he could not be himself, right? His personality always shined through that character. Now, Bruce Wayne, Batman, can totally become someone else. He can become anybody. He's really good at that. But it also means he's able to completely abandon who he is as a person at any given point in time. But Nightwing couldn't do that, right? His personality always shined through, no matter what. And Batman was envious of that because he saw that no matter what, like Dick Grayson did, he would always be himself. You know, Bruce Wayne's terrified of letting people close, right? Letting people in. And Dick, not so much. There's one strip I remember, and Nightwing was coming. He was in his Nightwing outfit. He was coming down off the rooftop, and he was coming through the hallway of an apartment building. And he sees this little old lady, and she says to him, "You're Dick Grayson, aren't you? Of the Flying Graysons." And at that point, instead of being like, "What? No, it's not me," he was just like, "Yeah, how'd you know?" Right? Now remember, this is a superhero, right? He's in full outfit, full gear and everything. This is a top secret of what your identity is. And he just says to her, "Yeah, how did you know it's me?" And she said, "You know, I took my daughter to see you and your parents the night your parents died. And you all were the only ones that could ever do this. It was like a triple somersault or something like that. And I've seen you do it, you know, in the news or whatever, however she saw it." And like the way he moves, she knew that was him. And I remember reading that and just being like, that's insane. You know, his identity is a top secret, yet he willingly told this old lady that, yeah, it's him. Because he knew that this old lady meant no harm to him, that she would say nothing. She would not rat him out to somebody because she was no threat to him. Or Bruce Wayne would have. He would have been like, no, no, no. You know, he would have done everything to convince her that that wasn't him. Because he was terrified, or is terrified, of people knowing him. But Dick Grayson, not so much. So I got the second one, and it's on my right wrist, right? I'm right-handed, it's on my right wrist. So anytime I write something down, or text to my phone, or anything on my right hand, I have to look and see this symbol and remember that no matter what, I need to be who I am, no matter what I'm doing, no matter what job I'm working, no matter what role I'm playing, I need to make sure that my personality, my desires, my reason why I'm alive always is first and foremost in everything I do. Because if I don't remember why I'm here, then I'm here for nothing. So that was the second tattoo. And then a couple years later, I went to Mexico with Chris, and I got three more tattoos for $75, right? And so, trust me, everyone's like, oh, Mexico's so sketchy. No, it's not. Shit with balls, right? Very professional, very professional. Tattoos actually better than the ones I got here in the States. But yeah, so also my right arm, underneath the Nightwing symbol, the bird, is a turtle. And I got a turtle because, one, I love turtles. And the reason why I love turtles is because they, like, sea turtles are the only animals that can dive to the bottom of the ocean, take mud from that bottom of the ocean, bring it to the surface, right? So the way I see it is turtles have duality, where they can live in the world of water and then live in a world of air or land. Like, turtles have that duality. And I've always tried to figure out, how do I maintain my duality? Right? In this world, that there are different roles you have to play. You know, you have to put on different masks. Everyone says, you know, you should be yourself at all times. And I believe that to an extent. There are times where you need to act a bit differently than you usually would. You know, and just case in point, if you're a hood rat, you know, if you're a little ratchet and you got a ratchet attitude, you have to curb that if you're trying to work the corporate in the corporate world. Because you can't do hood rat things in a corporate world unless you own that corporate world. But if you are working with someone else, you can't pop off at the mouth like you usually would to somebody, because you are in that corporate world. So you need to put on that mask of corporate, right? And when you get home, of course, you can take it off and be as ratchet as you want, but you have to wear certain masks at certain times. And for me, the turtle represented that duality, you know, that need to work two different worlds, you know, be able to walk the corporate world, talk the corporate world, walk the corporate walk and talk the corporate talk, and be able to go back home and be myself, you know, because you always have to, and this is my personal opinion, have to pick and choose and wear different masks in different situations, because not everyone's going to accept the mask that you usually wear or the mask you're wearing in the last situation. You know, if you're talking to a group of kids, you don't talk to a group of kids the same way you talk to a group of adults, because there's a different language there. You need to wear a different mask. You need to show a different level of authoritativeness or a different level of willingness to grow depending on what your crowd is. So the turtle to me represents duality, you know, understanding the good and the bad. You know, understanding that the good works because of the bad and the bad works because of the good, but without both sides, there would be no completeness. Yeah, so that's the turtle. Then on my left wrist, at the very top, is a symbol from one of my favorite animes, Bleach. And it's a sting, it's a bee sting from one of the captains, Soi Fong. Her shikai is called Suzumi Bachi. So let me break that down to you. Soi Fong is the name of the woman that has this technique. Her shikai is the different levels her sword can achieve, different abilities her sword can have. So the shikai is her sword's second ability. And Suzumi Bachi is the name of that second ability. So Suzumi Bachi, what it does is it gives her a stinger on her right hand, right? Now, this woman, Soi Fong, is extremely fast. So she has a stinger on her right hand. And that stinger, if she stabs you, wherever she stabs you, you get this butterfly-looking mark on your body, right? And this butterfly mark, it's permanent, right? It's wherever it is on your body, it's permanent. And what happens is, she stabs you in the same spot twice, you instantly die. right? So if she stabs you in the same spot twice, you instantly die. Now, Suzumi-bachi is named after the Japanese killer bee. This thing is like huge. It's like 4 inches, right? It's a big ass bee, and it kills a lot of people in Japan every year. And the reason why I got this, because to me it signifies you make the same mistake twice, you will die. If you do not learn from your mistake, you will die, right? Because with her technique, if she stabs you, you know, in the cheek, right, on the cheek, and if she stabs you in the exact same spot in the cheek, you instantly die. If she stabs you just a little bit over, further back on the jaw, you'll be okay. So the way I see this, if you make the exact same mistake twice, you will die, right? Because you're an idiot. You've made the same mistake, the exact same mistake. But if you make a different mistake, slightly different mistake, you'll be okay. But the moment you make the same mistake twice, it means you did not learn, you did not progress, you did not grow. And without your growth, with your lack of progression, you have died. Not literally, it could be literally, honestly, but more figuratively. You died inside because now you are stuck in a loop of repetitive idiocracy, repetitive dumbassery, repetitive failure. And that's not good. So I got that one. So anytime I look at my left hand, I remember, Michael, do not make the same mistake twice, because that same mistake will be the one that kills you. And I don't want to die. At least not yet. And the very last one on my own, my left wrist, is a wolf encased in the moon. And the wolf is howling up as the moon is under it. And I got that one to show independence. You know, all of them, all these marks have a meaning, but the last one is my current phase, my current transformation. Because now I understand the importance of working in a pack, because wolves work in packs, but I'm not afraid to work alone. I've never been afraid to work alone, but now I'm more accepting of having others in my circle. That's why it's a half moon, not a full moon, because I'm not fully there yet, but I'm more open to the idea of having people in my circle, right? More people closer to me. It still scares me, but I've opened up to the idea. And you know, that's pretty much it for the wolf. You know, it's just, I still understand the importance of being a solo person, a solo force. But I can understand how much easier things will be with a group. But the group has to be reliable, of course. So for the 4 markings on my arm, it goes, you know, I am a young wolf that was stung by a bee and transformed from a bird while trying to maintain spirituality, duality, and personality of a turtle. And what that means is now I'm a wolf, right? I'm a wolf now that is angry and ferocious, yet accepting. And I was stung by a bee, which is life's lesson. As I was being a bird, always being myself, being independent, not relying on others. While I was trying to maintain my sanity. So now I've lost a bit of independence for dependence. And I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm not sure yet whether or not my lack of independence that I've given away, what it is. I just hope I'm on the right path. Because at the end of the day, I'll only get one life that I know of. So I have to make sure I do it correctly. But the most important thing for me is never to make the same mistake twice. Because that's when I die. And it will not be a glorious death. It will be a sad and depressing death. Because I knew better. Yep. But yeah, so those are the stories behind my ink. If you have any stories behind your ink, please put it in the comments below. Do me a voice message if you're listening on Anchor. I would love to hear your reasoning behind your ink. And if you don't have any reason behind the ink, I want you to think, why'd you get it? What was the point of you getting this tattoo that meant nothing, that'll last permanently forever? Yeah. So, with that being said, I'm going to bid you all adieu. And bye.